Welcome to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Thanks for tuning us in. Today's episode asks the epic question, how much Nick is enough Nick? Can there ever be too much Nick? It's a polarizing subject in some environments, but not here on The Dose. We are a Nick-loving nation. So much so that we struggled to the end of the episode to come up with the right tagline to indicate the right level of Nicktitude. Check it out and let us know if you come up with something better. My Sam, who I'm going to see in about a month. Going up to New York with my love to see him and to see my firstborn Dev and to spend time with Sam's girlfriend, Brittany.
Oh.
Yeah, this is going to be good.
Very nice.
Although I did see Devin and Nick when we were in Maine.
Yep.
They came and stayed with us.
I know.
That's right.
I was getting some texts about that.
Yeah, you were my son-in-law for a short while.
Yeah.
And you reached out first, I think, and said something about it. And then...
So I didn't know who I was supposed to be. You were just thanking a random number and me about birthday wishes. And I'm like, well, I mean, I just said happy birthday.
Yeah.
And then you were like, thank you for spending the time with me this weekend. I'm like, oh, okay, so this is a mistake.
Yeah.
And then you texted me and said you were just getting back from spending time with Devin and Nick.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, by the way, I'm Nick.
Yeah. And well, this is funny because Patty will say at some point she said this week, you're Nick or our Nick? And I said, well, they're both our Nicks, really. And she goes, you're right, they are. So it's tough to differentiate because you guys look almost identical too. Have you ever seen my son-in-law, Nick?
No.
He's the anti-Nick. And when I say that, you both have long, impressive beards, but he's got long, blondish, dirty blonde hair that comes down to his shoulders. He's got like flame jet blue eyes, a very pale complexion, Nick Wilson. And it's just like you two next to each other would be like yin and yang.
Yeah.
But you're both guys of, I think, similar height. So, yeah, there's that.
So, and I kind of asked you this in the text. So you have a Nick. Yeah. Devin has a Nick.
Yeah.
Should everybody have a Nick?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Just not the same one.
Oh, all different.
Yeah. Okay. Gotta change it up. There's so many different Nicks,
okay.
You know? Even so many different meanings.
And if you have somebody who's wonderful like I am, then just call them Nick.
Call them Nick.
Yeah. Yes, it can be like a title.
You are such a Nick.
Yeah.
It's like the Anglican version of mensch.
Sure.
You know? Oh, you're such a Nick. You're such a Nick. You got to be something else, though. Such a Nick in the butt or something. You're such a Nick. Maybe not in the butt.
Ooh, okay.
You're such a Nick.
We'll
you're such a
that.
Nick in the woods.
Let's take that offline before we have to beep a lot of this.
That's so beautiful. I love it very much.
Hey, it's me. I'm Nick. Thanks for listening. I've had a little time to think about a couple of other potential phrases to inspire people to be more like me, as they should. There are just too many to make and choose from. I'm such a Nick in the mud. My mom always thought I was the Nick of the litter. All right, that's enough. And remember, don't take any wooden nickels. That doesn't work. Have a great day.